We're back here on In Focus, News Radio KMAN, talking with Jason Smith, the president of the Manhattan Area Chamber of Commerce, and we've covered a lot of grounds here. We're going to talk about a few more things here, and real quick, I might just ask you about the big news from the city this week was they scheduled a public hearing for the proposed new Art and Light Museum and expanding the Starbond District to include that, and that's a pretty big economic investment here in the city if it does come to fruition.
Oh yeah, we are really excited about the opportunities that might create for this community. First of all, kudos to the DeBryans for pledging the amount of resources they pledged, raising the amount of private funds that they've been able to put together. And I mean, that somebody that has to raise a lot of money to keep their business going, let me tell you, that's no small feat. And so obviously their credibility and their passion for this project is generating a lot of interest from private sources. But, it's the Star Bonds are something that we used effectively for downtown redevelopment. In fact, so effectively, we were going to retire our bonds early. So that was money that was going to go back to the state anyway. And so if we can repurpose those funds to generate something that is unique and different and will attract visitors in all likelihood from all over the world, I think that's a great opportunity. And we'll look forward to the public hearing on March 1st. And hopefully we'll continue, that project will continue to advance. It was good to hear Mayor Morse on Good Morning Manhattan this morning voice her support for that and her excitement about it as well. And so at least as it stands now, I'm sure she's still evaluating that just like everybody is, but we're excited about it. Our tourism people are excited about it. It also enhances this community as a place to attract more residents. And we've talked about this a lot over the last couple of years since I've been here, is we have to do a better job attracting people and we have to do a better job attracting jobs. And this is something that will help us in both those endeavors.
No question. It would enhance an already nice downtown. I always like to compliment our downtown. I think we have one of the nicer downtowns in the state of Kansas. So
I agree with that. It's part of what attracted me to Manhattan, because quite frankly, didn't know a lot about the community when I was asked to interview for the job here and my first trip, just between what was going on downtown and the things in Aggieville and the community overall. It just blew me away that a town this size had the kind of vibrancy that it had. So it made it real attractive to me. And moving here, I've not been disappointed. There's just a lot of great things going on in this community, and this Art Light Museum will just add to it and give us something that we can brag about to all our competitors across the country.
Let's talk about some ribbon cuttings you have on the horizon.
Well, we have one coming up that we're really excited about. It is February 23rd at 2:30, and it is the new location of Tommy's Express Car Wash. I have already used it. It's actually more convenient for me to use that one than it has been to use the east side. So a great opportunity, great enhancement to the west side of the community. We had one January 6th at Los Mariachis, which is a restaurant in Aggieville, 1102 Laramie. And then we had one since the last time I've been here. We had one December 17th at the Dobros, and that is 307 Seth Child, and that's restaurant there. So things slow down. You don't have as many ribbon cuttings when the weather gets a little colder. So we anticipate that those will pick back up as we move into March. And as always, if you're interested in ribbon cutting, let us know, and we can help you facilitate that.
All right. And we got some record membership here to report on as well.
Yeah, so we ended the year with 855 members. That matches our all-time high, which was 855, and that was back in 1999. So we are extremely pleased and proud to have been able to hit that number again, particularly as we come out of the challenges that we had during COVID. Some of that is, and we've talked about on here before, we had an incredibly successful membership drive in October, where we netted 105 new members in 3 days. And that is a tribute to the over 100 volunteers that we had participate in our membership drive. And it always makes you feel good as a staff person to see your volunteers be engaged and really want to try to create a positive impact on the organization. And so that was obviously a big part of that, but we were still about 20 short of our record even after the drive. And so I want to give tremendous kudos to our membership team, Charlotte Meisenheimer and Samantha, who are just doing a tremendous job, not only attracting new members, but retaining the members we have. And that's incredibly important. And as an organization, if we're going to facilitate our mission, which is to grow the community, add jobs, add people, create more economic prosperity, we have to have members on board to help push that agenda and promote that at all levels of government. So we continue to see, we had somebody in here this morning in the middle of Good Morning Manhattan filling out a membership application. And so we continue to see excitement about the organization and joining. And we appreciate K-Man for letting us come on every month and talk about what we're doing. And of course, appreciate Dave, who produces our podcast. So if anybody interested in hearing more about the chamber, can go to ThinkMHK on whatever platform you listen to podcasts and download that. And I think we're up to close to 16 episodes, I believe, with that. So a lot going on, a lot to be excited about, not just for the chamber, but for Manhattan as a whole. And we look forward to what 2022 is going to bring.
All right. Sounds good. I know they're getting close on that Aggieville parking garage down there. Will you guys be involved in a ribbon cutting, or is that just going to be handled by the city? I'm not really sure.
Normally they borrow some of our materials, but normally the city does a great job promoting their own events. We are working on some ideas for the space on the first floor that will be around it. The city did a good job of creating active edges by adding that space. And we think there's some unique ideas that we can put in there where it enhances the opportunities in Aggieville, not creates competition for the existing businesses. And so we're working on some ideas for that, and hopefully we'll have something back to you soon.
Okay, sounds good. Jason, it's always good to talk to you, and you have yourself a good weekend.
You all have a great weekend, and go Cats.
All right. That's going to wrap up our program here for this morning. Coming up tomorrow, we'll have Greg Eystone from the K-State Riley County Extension Office, and also Liz Nelson from the Senior Center. That's coming up tomorrow.